Thank you, Mr. Alex Peek, our social media consultant who does so much more for us and our website and all that we do here, for bringing up the sun and the Beatles this morning. I like that song. And this is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. How exclusionary is your faith tradition? For example, when someone comes to your church, how are they received? Do they have to use certain religious code words to get the nod of true acceptance? Or do they have to dress a certain way? What if they don't smell quite right and have a bad haircut? Well, it might be helpful if those of us who are involved in religious life asked ourselves if our religion is more something that we've gotten involved in so that we feel like we are a part and are accepted. And since we're asking, what about this question? Is our acceptance in our church affiliation contingent on others not getting in? Is it like a club, you know? What kind of club is this if anyone can get in? Well, rather than our acceptance being based on the exterior, we would do well to focus on the interior. That is what we believe. We should examine ourselves to see if we are a part of a religious tradition simply because we were raised in that tradition and feel comfortable with it, or have we really thought through what we believe, established some core values there, and have, so to speak, bought into a particular expression of faith. There's a quote that goes like this: I'd rather be rejected for the people I include rather than be accepted for the people I exclude. Well, there's something to think about with that quote. The early Christians were not readily accepted into the culture around them. In fact, they were derogatorily called Nazarenes. Nazareth, the town where Jesus was raised, was along a trade route, and there was a higher Gentile population there, so pious Jews looked down on that town, Nazareth. I suppose you could say it had a reputation. Remember in John 1:45, Philip went to look for Nathanael and said, "We have found the very person Moses and the prophets wrote about. His name is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael said, "Nazareth, can anything good come from Nazareth?" You see the reputation it had. And in Acts 2:24-5, we find this statement: "We have found this man to be a troublemaker," talking about the Apostle Paul, "who is constantly stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the cult known as the Nazarenes." So early Christianity was considered a shady cult religion by the powers that were. But the movement grew rather quickly, and by 325 A.D., it became the religion for the empire, the established religion for good or for bad. But in the beginning, it was inclusive. Everyone, for whatever class they were or happened to be, or race, all were welcome. But when it came to the interior, the belief, it was exclusive. The early Christians didn't compromise on who Jesus was, the only Savior, not one among many, and that following Him meant a commitment to Christ alone as their Master. So what's the lesson here? Our inclusiveness as believers in Christ is based on an exclusiveness. Be known as one who is inclusive of others, no matter who they are, what they've done, or how they look or smell. But we must remain true to the Scriptures, and in that sense, be exclusive. When it comes to the person and work of Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God who died for our sins and was raised that we might have life, life eternal, we really have no wiggle room there, not if we want to be true to the Word of God. That's something to think about, and come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.